Indeed, now onto a rather higher level of technology. The first light diode has been built on a silicon chip. For many years, engineers have wanted to use light instead of electricity to build circuits. It moves slightly faster, but more importantly, signals can pass one another without interfering. This lack of interference, however, makes it very difficult to make the light beams interact when you actually want them to. One of the simplest electronic devices is a diode, essentially a one-way valve for electricity. In light, this would be a true one-way mirror, and they're actually incredibly difficult to build. They have built them, but they're several millimeters or even centimeters across, and it hasn't been possible to build them onto a silicon chip.
When you say a true one-way mirror, what's wrong with the one-way mirrors that we see on all of the police programs where you have your criminal on one side and your detective on the other?
Well, those don't actually only let light through in one direction. They're essentially a partially silvered mirror, and the detective on the back is in a very dark room, which means that there's both the reflection and the image from behind the mirror, but behind the mirror is very, very dark, so you can't see it, and the reflection just completely kind of overwhelms the image through the mirror.
So the effect that we see of it being a one-way mirror isn't really what it is, but this new diode genuinely will only let light through in one direction.
That's right, and Caroline Ross and colleagues at MIT have actually managed to build this on a chip. They've built a structure which involves a tiny conducting silicon loop electrical resonator, which can absorb energy from light which is passing through a nearby piece of garnet covering half of the loop. The garnet is actually magnetic as well as transparent, which is a very rare property. So applying a magnetic field means the loop will actually absorb a different color of light if it's moving in one direction to the other. So if you pick your color very carefully, it can actually absorb 100 times more in one direction than going in the other direction. In the first case, this type of device would probably be built on the front of a laser to stop reflections interfering with the laser's operation. But a diode is a vital component for building more complex photonic circuits in the future.
So this sort of technology is actually essential if we are going to build these light-based computers.
And actually, it's also very important for the internet because a huge amount of the information is transferred down optic fibers, which is light, and you have to convert that back into electronic signals at the moment and then convert it back to light for the next stage. So if you could do it all in light, it would be brilliant.